This is In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio. Retirement experts at some agencies aren't quite what they used to be. One agency requires retirement counselors to switch jobs after 2 or 3 years. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and she says things like that mean it's more important than ever to understand the retirement process for yourself. Tammy, I get the idea that you want somebody to refresh their skills and not get stale in a job and all of that kind of stuff, but man, that strikes me as not the best customer service for the employees that those people are supposed to be serving. Thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you, Francis. Yeah, I agree with you. That just doesn't make sense to me is that why somebody would say you have to change jobs every 2 or 3 years. But it is true. I've watched it over the years where I just can't seem to find someone at some of the agencies that has any length of experience or depth of knowledge. And it's just unfair to the employees. So I got on my soapbox in my column today to talk about that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will say that you have a delicate touch when you get on your soapbox. So that I didn't picture you as I read this standing on a soapbox, shaking your fist and yelling at the kids to get off your lawn.
Well, and probably the reason for that, too, is that I can sympathize with both sides of the aisle on that. I can sympathize with the employees who are waiting to get help with planning their retirement from their agencies. But then on the other hand, I have some sympathy for the agency retirement specialists as well, because they're not getting the tools or the help or the training and things that they need to do their job, and they're overwhelmed. There's so many federal employees eligible to retire that, you know, everybody wants an estimate, everybody wants personal help. So I just feel like it's a tug of war on both sides.
So you've lived this, though, because you write in this piece, when I first started, I worked with a supervisor who'd review my work before it was sent on to the employee or to the Office of Personnel Management to make sure it was accurate. So you have an appreciation for the kind of the craft here, I suppose.
Exactly, because I learned every day. You learn something new. Even here it is 30 years later, and I'm reading right before you called. I'm reading some regulations about reemployed annuitants to make sure I'm up to snuff. So there's a lot to know. It really is. It's a specialty, retirement planning and retirement counseling. So it does take somebody with some knowledge. You don't have to be all that smart. I'm a living proof of that. But you do have to have some experience in it to be of help to people.
You're smarter than you give yourself credit for, my friend.
Well, I got something here. I got some kind of education. But another thing with this is that this was legislated a few years back. Representative Wolf and Senator Akaka got financial education strategies put in the law for OPM. So agencies are technically required by law to have retirement counselors. And I guess they get around that by saying, yeah, we do. You know, we do offer some training. They might offer something online or whatever. But it's just not of the caliber that it needs to be, because I see people every day making mistakes that could have been avoided when they plan their retirement or when they actually go off the rolls and don't get what they deserve.
There's a couple of things you're writing in this piece in GovExec I want to ask you about, Tammy, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And you mentioned that you've seen retirement estimates that have big errors in them that you were able to pick out pretty quickly. And you write, some errors can result in thousands of dollars difference in the computation of an employee's retirement benefit or an unpaid deposit into the retirement fund that can change the course of an employee's retirement decision. That makes it sound to me like this isn't just a little minor error here or there. These are huge items that people should be constantly on watch for.
Absolutely, and it's kind of hard to be on watch for something you don't know about.
Right.
You know, the old saying goes, you don't know what you don't know. Just to give you one quick example, because I was working on a case right before you called, and this woman was told that she owes $500, which isn't a lot of money, right? They said, you owe $500, and she was told, don't worry about it. You know, you don't even have to pay that. So she's thinking, I won't pay it. But then I told her, I said, did they tell you what it means if you do? And she goes, no. I says, well, adding that 14, all it is 14 days of service. But adding that 14 days of service is going to increase her retirement by another month, which in turn increases her income by almost $200 a year. So if you have to pay $500 and you're going to get $200 a year the rest of your life with a COLA, now that looks like a great investment, whereas before it just sounded like 14 days of service that didn't mean much. So those are the little things. If you have experience, you see that right away, but employees don't know it, and some of the agencies, unfortunately, don't know to tell their employees.
As in other specialties, you write, experience is the key factor to success as a retirement specialist, and then you write what you'd do if you were in charge. What would you do if you were in charge,
Tammy? If I could
rule
the world.
Right. Here's the problem, though. If too many people like this idea, you'll get recruited, and they'll make you move back from Florida.
Oh, well, I'm already halfway back. I'd like to spend more time here. But anyway, so yeah, I think that there should be a career ladder like there used to be. I mean, if I stayed in the government, I could have moved from, you know, I was hired at a GS-9. That was the entry level back in those days. And you could have worked your way all the way up to a 15 unit chief of that department. I don't see why it still isn't that way, because we're not fully automated yet. We're really no further along in retirement counseling or automation of retirement benefits than we were in 1988 when I left the government. So I'm not sure why, you know, we've cut back on the personnel office in that area. I just feel like that was a disservice to the employees, if I have to say so myself.
Well, one reason they probably did it is because they could, or they thought they could, and they didn't see an immediate mission essential benefit directly. I understand the argument on the other side, which is that satisfied employees that believe that they're being well taken care of, both in the present and in the future, are more likely to stick around and more likely to be engaged in their jobs.
Yeah, and I guess with FERS, too, the new retirement system, you don't see, maybe you won't see as many employees retiring from federal service because that is a more portable system. But, hey, right now we still have a lot of CSRS employees still retiring. That's a lot of the current retirements are still going out under the old system. So they still need a little bit of extra help as well. And the FERS people do throughout their career.
You write in this piece, actually, that my takeaway is that as the CSRS employees transition out, and as their time in federal service comes to an end, starts to sunset, the FERS folks need the help worse, because it's a little bit more complicated is not the right word, but it's there's more to it than CSRS. It's not just you sign up, you work for the federal government, as you write, for X number of years and then retire, and that's the end of it.
That's right. With FERS, and I think this is where retirement planning has to start much earlier than it did before, because if you don't really understand that coordination of Social Security, TSP, and your FERS retirement, you're not going to get it. And by the time 30 years goes by, it's too late to make up for lost contributions in your thrift or not understanding how the matching works. So I really do feel that new employees or newer employees should have, you know, retirement help every 5 years of their career, and the ability to go to someone who would be a retirement counselor, a retirement specialist who can provide that help.
You have another segment here that's titled What Can Be Done, and you write, those in charge of human resources operations at agencies need to understand the importance of counseling prior to an employee's retirement. I don't think I've ever talked about retirement with a chief human capital officer and had that person say anything except it's really important and we want to devote as many resources to it as we possibly can. But as we possibly can, I guess, becomes the operational phrase in that sentence, Tammy.
Right. And a lot of the larger organizations have now consolidated. In fact, a lot of them have consolidated those human resource functions. And so now you've lost that touch where the employee doesn't even know who the person is who's helping them, and they're in a different state. And there's just not that connection like we used to have that had some accountability behind it, I think, when you could go down to the local office and say, here I am again, you know, where's my estimate? So they're at a distance, and they're overwhelmed and overworked, and I do sympathize with those agency benefits offices because they do have a lot on their plate right now.
All right, understanding that and understanding that this is, you know, if I'm thinking about retiring probably in the next 10 or 15 years, that this is not likely to change in time for me to benefit from it. What do I need to start thinking of? And I'm not just talking about I'm planning to retire in the next year. I'm talking about, you know, I'm getting to the age where maybe within the next 5 to 10 years I'm thinking about it. What steps should I start to take immediately?
Well, we're living in a Home Depot world, so it's now do it yourself, which means, and that's not all bad either, because when I did leave federal service, years ago, we didn't have the internet with all the resources available, and especially TSP and Social Security have made really good use of those resources. You can go there and calculate things, and you can get forms that you need and apply for benefits. And OPM has a wonderful website with all the information about FERS and CSRS. However, no calculators there, so you're still relying on your agency to calculate if you owe a deposit or if you want a retirement estimate. So you still have to get some intervention by your agency's HR office, and I think that's where the big weakness is right now.
Are you going to do – you've done quite a few webinars recently. Are you going to do one on this, or have you done one on this already?
Haven't done one on this whole entire topic. With govexec.com, we are going to be doing some work coming up, and I don't have the dates for that right now, so that's in the works. With NITP, we're doing one every month now on the second Thursday of the month, so that's kind of an ongoing series, and people can check that out for free. Those are free of charge. And then with Plan Your Federal Retirement, we've got a series coming up on wealth building that I'm doing with Micah Shalansky. So I do have a lot of webinars coming up that will help employees. And I say that not just for myself, but if you have anything at your agency that's offered, whether it's a long-term care presentation or somebody from the TSPs coming over, take advantage of those, because that's how you learn how this works, and that's how you can make yourself a much smoother transition to retirement.
Where do I find that one about building wealth? That sounds great.
Building wealth, yeah, that's going to be on Plan Your Federal Retirement. That's the one I do with Micah Shalansky. So we're trying to make a retirement seminar, three-day seminar. We're trying to break it down into webinar pieces, and that's
cool.
Really the one I'm excited about, because I think that'll really be helpful.
Where do I find that on the web, Tammy?
I will send you the link, and hopefully you can put it for your readers or your listeners on your website if you can do that.
I'll do it.
It's a long thing that nobody will remember if I tell it to you on the air.